Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. So you know how we do interviews every day, and it's usual, you know, some really fun newsmakers. Well, guess what? I have three of them together in the same room. This is so exciting because we are joined today by Rob Hallberg, Jackie Hansey, and Lori Thrush, and we are going to talk about a great event coming up called the Hastings Senior Expo. Friends, it is so good to see you. How has everyone been?
Good.
Doing good, Mo. Good to see you.
Well, good to see you as well. So, Rob, I know that you are just passionate about this event, and I would really love for you to give an overview of the upcoming Hastings Senior Expo, please.
Sure. So on May 8th from 5 to 7 at the Tilden Community Center, there will be a Senior Expo that is free to the public for not just seniors, but also for their families. And as you know, we were kind of talking a little bit beforehand, really for the caregivers as well, and people that they wait till the last second to try to find out information that they might need for a loved one to move them into an assisted living or to talk about hospice, financial, whatnot. So the expo has been occurring for many years and then took a break during COVID and then was brought back last year. And it really serves as an opportunity for families to come out and to learn all about the steps that are inevitable for all of us as we age and how to get ahead of the curve so that we're ready with any questions we might have. And we're now going to be proactive instead of reactive. So I think, Jackie, you said we have 34 vendors signed up so far.
We do.
Which is just absolutely incredible. So, and it's going to range from everything from real estate to hospice groups, senior living facilities, travel, recreational. Dakota County will be here, Leading Age, Darts, you name the group, we've reached out to them to have them come. So it's a real nice kind of smorgasbord of different types of industries within senior living. So it's super exciting.
Well, and this event, as you said, had been going on for many years, and I bet, Lori, you could give us some background about that and why it was initially started.
Boy, I can't even remember how many years we used to do it. Our first ones were held at Regina in their community room and kind of all over the place. And we held it on a Sunday, and the idea was that families would come to visit people, or visitors would come just in general from the community, and then they'd be exposed to different activities and programs that were available in the community. So that's kind of how it started years and years and years ago. So we've just grown from there.
Back in the early planning stages, it was mostly about the living piece. Is that correct?
No, it was about services that people could utilize within the community. And, you know, from that was birthed the resource directory. I would get calls at the senior center for people looking for services, and in particular, services that would come to Hastings, because they would hear about different services, but maybe they were in the metro, or they would have to go to the metro to, you know, somewhere in the metropolitan area.
What kind of
area.
Things, Lori?
You know, whether it was home health care or physical therapy or, you know, just a lot of different things. And so I wanted to create a directory that would have the services that actually either came to Hastings or people could utilize here. So, you know, we started inviting those people then to the expo so they could meet people that served Hastings.
I know Rob and Lori, you both have been part of the caregiver piece, Rob, with your own dad. And Lori, you mentioned that you have been a caregiver as well. When you see that part of a person's life, and you both are still working full time, but to work full time and to be a caregiver is a challenge. So maybe talk about how impactful something like this would be for you.
Well, you know, I've gotten calls over the years from people that are in crisis mode. You know, mom is fallen, broken a hip, we need to move her. And people aren't even sure of what the terminology, what is transition, TCU. I mean, people throw all these acronyms around. What does it mean? And they're just confused. And so I would even have friends come to me that were suddenly taking care of parents or grandparents. And I don't even know where to begin. So hopefully, at least if they come to an expo, they'll see services that are out there, but also services that parents that are active or people like me that's a senior themselves can come and participate in to keep healthy and active before you get there. But it's this continuum of services in the community. And it's overwhelming. And even somebody like me who's worked with seniors for years and years, when you're dealing with your own parents and you become the caregiver and not the professional in the industry, it's a whole different game. You know, emotions are high and you're trying to do the best thing for your parent or your grandparent or your, you know, your sibling or whatever. And it can be overwhelming and very emotional. So if you can stay ahead of that curve and kind of know what's out there, have conversations with your loved ones. Sometimes I think it just creates conversations. You see that and you go, oh, what would you think about living someplace like that? Or what do you want? It's an opportunity to start those conversations too.
And certainly a lot of the folks that are going to be represented as vendors, you have a wide range. I know you mentioned DARTS. DARTS really works hard to keep seniors in their homes as long as they're able. And I know that, Rob, you come from a different spot representing, of course, the Benedictine Senior Living, but you really want the same thing. You want seniors to be in their homes as long as possible also.
Absolutely. Whether it be in their home as long as possible or in a home with us, our goal is to make sure that someone is as independent as possible for as long as humanly possible. We'd love for that person to be able to age gracefully in their apartment and then add services as they're needed. But Lori's 100% correct. People get into this crisis mode and they don't understand that there are processes and procedures that have to be followed. It's not just a case of, well, my mom or dad is sick, I need to move them in. There's a lot more to it than that. And we get people that come to us and they're panicked. And you really have to take a step back and really work with the families and really meet them where they live and be empathetic to what they're going through, because you do feel alone. You know, you can have someone telling you all the services you want in the world, but when you're in that second, you feel alone. And it's nice to be able to share with families, you know, for my past experience with my dad with his memory care journey, and to let them know, no, you're not alone. There are people here that have gone through this. And here's some friends that I have that have gone through XYZ, and they can help you with this. And that's really what the expo, in my opinion, is. It's friends coming together to talk about our loved ones and trying to show a way and a path for families to have all the information they need, whether it be for now or for 10 years down the road, but at least they've already had the conversations and they have a direction which to point. Because there's so many people that come to me in my job and say, I have no bloody clue what I'm doing. Help. Absolutely. And this is a great way to help those families.
Well, Rob, I think to take it a step further in your specific situation, your dad becoming ill and needing the services he did really was a whole career shift for you. And I think that's a fascinating story, that you recognize the importance of what you do and what a lot of these vendors do.
Yeah, I worked in restaurants for 20 years and my dad got sick, and luckily I was in a position where I could stay at home and help my mom, keep my dad at home as long as possible. And then we moved him into Regina, and sadly he only lived for a couple months there. But the care that my family got from Benedictine had a huge impact on me. And once my dad had passed and we kind of figured out what the new normal was, I said to my wife, I'm like, I want to find something where I feel as though I'm making an impact in someone's life. And it just so happened that the Benedictine and Red Wing was looking for a sales and marketing person to do for families what Benedictine done for mine, be able to get my dad in, help guide us through the whole process. And, you know, coming up almost 4 years later, I'm still with Benedictine, and I'm blessed that I made the switch that I did, because I really found a true calling and passion, much more than I ever got in the restaurant business.
That's pretty cool. And Rob, what would something like this Hastings Senior Expo have been for your family back in the day? I assume you did not attend these expos that Lori spoke of.
No, it was such a thing where some of it came down so fast that we had to react. We weren't proactive. Mm-hmm. And that's a mistake that a lot of families make, because they think, okay, I can manage this for a few years. We have other siblings that can help. We can take care of mom and dad, grandma and grandpa, whatever the case might be. But then all of a sudden, all it takes is one day and the light switch just flips and it becomes a completely different story. Mm-hmm. And you're in reaction, oh crap mode. And, you know, I wish that we would have gone to the expos back then, because it would have helped us prepare a lot more. But I knew enough to reach out to the Alzheimer's Association and get guidance through them based on other members in the family having gone through it. So, but yeah, the expo would have made a huge impact on how things went for us.
So, Jackie, I bet this is fun for you to get involved. And at Community Ed, you already are making a difference in a lot of people's lives with the educational things that you do. But this is something that I bet you're excited to learn more about yourself as somebody that somewhere down the line, your parents or grandparents or family will need some help. And that's what you encourage people to do, isn't it? To come as a family.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think, you know, this is open to anyone. And just like they said, you know, it's good to be proactive and be aware of what's out there. We also have recreation opportunities, vendors that are there as well. So
I got to tell you, yes, when we think of seniors, it's not somebody that is perhaps looking to find a new place to live because their house is too big. Laura, you see it every day, don't you? You see active seniors at your senior center. And so it's nice that you're hitting on some vendors that will be useful for them as well.
I think the Hastings Pickleball, are they coming? The Hastings Pickleball Association, hopefully. We've got, you know, tour opportunities. We've got the Hastings Arts Center is going to be there, who offers programming.
The library, Hastings Family Service will be there, and not only to provide services to the neighbors, but also with volunteer opportunities if you're
Great
looking
idea.
For things to keep busy in your retirement and stay active. We have some yoga instructors that'll be there, natural health.
Yeah, so it's for everyone.
So, Lori, let's talk about the fact that you yourself just joined the senior center. Congratulations.
Well, you should get
free dues. I'm sorry. Yeah. Jackie, make that happen. She deserves it.
I'm not in charge of that.
She deserves free dues. Aren't they still like $12 a year or something
yeah,
crazy?
Yeah, okay. They are.
You can
they
handle are. It, I bet.
Yes, I think I can. Actually, I did it so that I could get the drive-by meals, too.
Okay.
Because I like to take those home. I don't like to cook. But, you know, hey, we've created a great program. We have, believe it or not, over 219 new members this year alone.
What? That's great.
They're coming out of the walls. And a lot of them are between 50 and 60.
They're active and they,
I love,
they
I love,
see what's going on and they want to be a part of
the
it.
The senior center is not just for frail elderly. It's for 50 to whatever.
Right.
50 plus.
So you're going to see more than just Buicks parked there in the senior.
I tell you.
And I can say that because I used to have a company car when I was in sales myself that was a Buick. And people would be like, okay, what's with the Buick? And I'm like,
hey, I had a Buick in my 40s and it was supercharged.
They're so
and my
nice.
Kids were embarrassed to be in it till they could drive it and they could really outgun the car next to them. So it wasn't so bad.
Yes. And you know why? Because Cletus Roddy sold Buicks.
Oh.
That's why. You all remember Cletus Roddy. Yep. He had a market on the senior population. Love Cletus
Roddy. You'd be surprised at
God
the vehicles
him.
In that parking
That's what
lot.
I'm saying. They're sassy. A lot of those are sassy you vehicles.
Bet. A lot of Jeeps.
Yeah. Maybe you should have some car salesmen there. You should have some dealerships.
There we go. Wow.
You should reach out to them. Yes.
Yeah.
Let's get back to this wonderful event. So you mentioned that part of it is this directory. Can you tell us a little bit about this directory? This is so wonderful, and it's a little thing that people don't even know about.
Well, it's nice to be able, and Rob, I know, passes out a lot of them. Hastings Family Service does. We do, too. We go through quite a few of those. You know, people just need to have that book that they can go to quickly if they need to find something. Not everybody is Google savvy and, you know, they just want a hard copy of something to look through and find out information.
Jackie, tell us about this directory, please. What's involved in it?
Well, Lori does a lot of the work for it. She's the one who collects all the information, contacts people, and we're collecting information as we build our vendor list for the expo. But she goes through and edits everything. She's got everything categorized. She's got, you know, kind of like your most important numbers right in the front and gets them bound and printed. And
what are some of the categories, please?
We've got like elder care, chore assistance, housing, food delivery, medical assistance, medical supplies, different social and education recreation to keep active. tax assistance back, so that's a big one, and other transportation options.
No, I don't know how many categories there are, but we're, you know, we try to hit enough so people have some place to call. It's a starting point. And there's county information in here that people need to.
And, you know, I would assume the thing that people will find is at the Senior Expo, if they have a question that perhaps can't get answered that night, there is somebody there that's going to help them. Will you have a booth there as well? Hastings Community Education?
Yep, we'll have a booth there. Benedictine will have a booth there. We'll all be there roaming around.
Come check it out. There's something for everyone. It's not just for, like you said, the older seniors. This is just a healthy way of living and how to stay active.
The booths will have giveaways. We have door prizes.
Excellent door prizes.
And let's talk about how important it is and how much you would love to see families coming together.
I think it's super important to have those conversations with your loved ones and with yourselves as well. I was talking to my wife about the expo and I stopped and realized, I'm like, oh my God, I'm 6 years away from being 50. So to see what is available at the expo for in terms of recreational, whether it be pickleball or hiking, stuff in the summer with the Parks and Recs department, you know, just those things that keep myself active as I'm moving closer to that level that was always so far away, but now it's just knocking on the door. It's a great conversation piece for families to realize all of the incredible programs that we have in this town. We're lucky, we're a small town, but we've got unlimited amounts of resources. You just got to look to see where you can find them, and you just have to ask the questions and come to an event like the Hastings Senior Expo and find the answers yourself.
I think there's a lot of people that are in their 50s. Your kids are maybe leaving the nest. Sometimes your social life revolves around the parents that are at the soccer games or the hockey games or whatever, and life changes. And if you're not there yet, let me tell you, it does. It just changes. And sometimes you're looking for new places to meet people or to find a hobby that maybe you've let go for a while because you were too active with your kids. So we see some of that at the center, and then the expo would be a great place to come and check some of those things out.
I just think it is a wonderful idea, and it's a great one-stop shop for people. If they want to learn more, do they need to sign up ahead of time, or can they just come?
They can just come.
So give the details again, please.
Wednesday, May 8th from 5 to 7 at the Tilden Community Center. It's at 310 River Street.
And it's from 5 until 7.
5 till 7, and it's free.
So good to see all of you. Thanks for what you're doing. This is really important stuff, and I can't wait for it to be another success.
This year, I'm hoping for even bigger numbers.
Love that.
It's nice when vendors at the end of the night say, we'll be back next year. That's always a good sign.
Absolutely.
That is. Will you be back again to ever talk to me again?
Yes.
Okay,
of
excellent.
Yeah.
That's a good side, too. Okay. So good to see you. Thank you to Rob Hallberg, Jackie Hansey, Lori Thrush. Don't miss the Hastings Senior Expo. It's going to be Wednesday, May 8th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Tilden Community Center right on 310 River Street in Hastings. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.